House Bill 1172, an act to modify the duration period and signing requirements for vehicle weight restrictions.
House Bill 1172 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? House Bill 1172.
Madam President.
Senator Vedder.
Ladies and gentlemen, the seven. The Senate, House Bill 1172 has to deal with signage on overweight vehicles and the dates that those signs can be posted. It seems that in the last couple of days that the county and several members of the body has worked out an agreement with the counties. And so at this time, Madam President, I'd like to offer Amendment 1172 FA.
Motion.
Senator Vitter moves that House Bill 1172 be amended as follows.
Madam President, I think everyone at the desk has a copy.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Discussion on the motion.
May I talk to the bill and to the amendment?
That's granted.
This bill, what it does in the first section is that it moves the signs to major intersections, because some counties came in and testified if they had to post everything at the beginning and the end of the highways and roads that they post on, some of them would have to put additional 800 signs up, which would cost approximately $65,000. And to go along with this is that there was a case that went to the Supreme Court, and in the Supreme Court decision, which overturned law enforcement in the counties from enforcing some of these laws, they recommended that we come in with this kind of legislation to clarify what's needed on these highways. Now, to go to the period of time which is moving, and the agreement has been worked out, as you see in your amendment here, is that it would be to weather conditions, and it would also take a resolution or an audience by the county commissioners in order to do this. This would prevent them from keeping it on all year long, or that if they made a mistake in the weather conditions, that could be referred to. So with this in mind, I think the bill has gotten itself in good shape, and I would appreciate your passage of House Bill 1172.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Vitter motion to amend House Bill 1172. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1172 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1172 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bold, Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuig, Dennard,
aye.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everst,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Hoskin?
Aye.
Madden? McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Ham?
Aye.
Senator Hotmacher?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
House Bill 1172 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.